Good evening. Good evening, my friends, and welcome. You are listening to another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio Wednesday evening, and of course, we'll carry you into Thursday morning. It is, let's see, about 11 o'clock p.m. here in the Central Time Zone, right on the nose, at least according to this clock. It's a clock I'm unfamiliar with. In case you're wondering, I am doing the program on the phone once again. Now, we've worked out, from what I understand, most of the telephonic issues that have plagued the show this week. So that will be refreshing once I don't have to sit here with a phone up to my ear for 4 hours straight. But a very interesting development. I'm located, for those who don't know, in northwest Arkansas. Now, today they had said, oh, there's a chance of snow. You might get an inch. Well, needless to say, we got an inch and then some. By my count, it's about 3 inches. And it just didn't stop all day long. So, yes, I know for some of you who live up north, you're saying 3 inches, that's nothing. And you might say something along the lines of, well, all day and you only got 3 inches? Yes, keep in mind, I'm in Arkansas, okay? I mean, 3 inches of snow in Arkansas is a crippling effect. You know, you might look at, let's say, a broken toe as a minor inconvenience unless you happen to be a place kicker. So, you know, it's all about perspective. We do live here in Arkansas. And on occasion, and I've mentioned this before, when they show their fleet of snow removal vehicles, the entire fleet consists of two or three trucks. So, you know, they prioritize the roads, and maybe it's just me, but I don't tend to drive on any of those roads. So even today, they were warning people off around 4 o'clock from even traveling down the highways. So I'm actually technically snowbound, stranded at a friend's house, but I anticipate the show to be absolutely perfect this evening, and I'll tell you why. We're going to be talking about the weather. Our guest is named Jerry Smith, and he has written, in my opinion, the definitive book about weather modification programs and the implementations that have come along the line to see these things through to fruition. It's an incredible book, Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Now, you can link up to Jerry's website through our website, which is, by the way, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of Webmaster James. And courtesy of, you know, the industrious nature of several of you out there, we have a link to this broadcast via the Internet. So you can pick it up there. Just go to franklyspeakingradio.com and click. There should be several different options for you to listen to the program online if you're so inclined. And, of course, if you'd like to listen on shortwave, it's 3.215, and then your various affiliates, AM and FM, around the country and around the world, they should be able to pick this up off the satellite without any problem. But really, an amazing coincidence, I guess you could say. So I figured, you know, this shouldn't be too big a deal. I shouldn't be able to have any problems driving around. So I threw on the snow chains and basically proceeded to slide backwards almost into a tree twice. Because the first time I thought, well, surely this was just, you know, operator error. This is no problem. I can handle this. I'll just do it again a second time, and this time I'll do it better. And I didn't do it better, needless to say. So... yeah, the town is virtually shut down here, and it's just par for the course as we take a good look today on the program at sort of bizarre weather patterns. And I'm not talking about necessarily global warming, although there is some connectivity to that to a certain extent. And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, Mother Nature is angry at us for the way we've treated the planet, or God is angry with us for the way we've treated his planet, whatever theory you might presume to adopt for your own personal belief structure. What we're going to be discussing is intentional weather modification and manipulation plans and procedures. So it's going to be a fantastic program. I know you're going to get a lot out of it. So sit tight. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights features featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Glad you're here. You are listening. Wednesday evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm glad you're here with us, and we certainly have a lot to do. I'm probably going to cover some news here as we wait on our guest to join us. He'll be here probably in about 20 minutes or so, and he's going to blow your mind. So have a pen and paper ready because you might have some questions, things you might want to address with him. Now I should probably give you his, or I should say our, call-in number. It's 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Moving along, let's talk some news. And it's topic-specific here, so this should put you in the mood, if you will. This is from the Casper Star Tribune, came out today. A wave of small earthquakes that has caused alarm in southern Chile may be related to the birth of an undersea volcano, said officials Tuesday. More than 1,700 tremors have been recorded recently in the rugged, sparsely populated area, dotted with volcanoes and cut with fjords. Dozens of people slept outside or in tents on recent nights, fearing a larger quake might follow and topple their homes. Most of the quakes have been too small to be felt, but some registered up to magnitude 4, according to the government's emergency bureau. Volcano expert Juan Cayupi, part of a team that has been investigating the quake, said scientists believe the quakes have been caused by, quote, a magma force that is pressing up toward the surface and is fracturing the rock some 6 miles below the surface, end quote. So, you know, obviously an expert. Cayupi said in a telephone interview that the movement will probably result in a, quote, small submarine volcano, end quote. And then he added this, quote, "We can safely say there is no danger for the population of some 35,000 people." Well, that's good. They can safely say it, but you notice the word guarantee is not in there, and of course, how could he even guarantee that? But again, nevertheless, it is worthy to note that. Chile is an earthquake-prone nation with some 2,900 volcanoes, about 500 of them considered active, though only about 60 have erupted in historic times. So what we've got here is a look at the significance of undersea volcanic activity and just volcanic activity in general. But if you look at the idea that that global warming is somehow caused by us, by human beings, you know, you have a big dinner, you sit back in the chair, you put your hands on your stomach, you pat yourself, and you just let a big old belch rip out. Guess what? According to scientists and experts, you, my friend, have just contributed to global warming. Now, it seems a little silly, and I think it is as well. And there's a great South Park episode, if you guys have ever seen that, about people holding in all of their bodily gases because they didn't want to affect the environment. And, of course, they would just die. They would just spontaneously combust or explode or something. But, you know, it's a silly premise for a show, but it's a silly premise to call science. Now, of course, they'll say it's more than just belching and farting. It's driving your car. It's being irresponsible with, you know, burning leaves, you know, instead of raking them up and putting them in garbage bags and so on and so forth. Anyway, the point is, folks, is that this is just a natural global process, in my opinion, based on the research I've done. And it's bound to happen. So, you know, the idea that that we're directly responsible for this, I think is not only somewhat arrogant, I think it's just preposterous. But that's just me. You're entitled to your own opinions. You're welcome to share them, of course. This one came out January 27th, and it's from the AP. Rising sea levels could inundate about 2,000 Indonesian islands by 2030, and rice shortages are expected next year due to wild weather blamed on climate change, said the Environmental Minister on Monday. The assessment by Rachmat Witoliar was the government's bleakest yet of global warming's potential effects on the mostly poor Southeast Asian nation of about 18,000 islands, most of them unpopulated. Delayed rains this year, followed by a hot spell, also hurt farmers. Said Witoliar, quote, "It is feared there will be a lack of rice production next year because of the changes in the weather and because the farmers are not used to this," end quote. So right there you can see some of the effects of global warming, regardless of its cause and regardless of what can be done, if anything, to either halt its effects. And what you're seeing is the playing out, if you will, of a very interesting document that we've read before in this program. It came out in February 2004, and it's called the Pentagon Climate Report, which, if we get a chance, we'll dive into here later on in the program. But it is really fascinating to take a look at something like that because, needless to say, everybody's talking about global warming these days. Now, why is that? Possibly to detract from the problems that are coming up diplomatically, militarily, things like that. And I'm not just talking about Iraq, but also Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, and all the like, as well as pretty much the entire Middle East in general. But anyway, in the effort, and we kind of discussed this last night as well with one of our callers, which I thought was really intriguing that we went down this road, about the idea of perfecting society, changing things by our standards, flawed human beings. You know, we're going to try to make things better in the world, and inevitably, as you can expect, human beings usually tend to screw things up on a regular basis. And part of it is almost like what we see in the realm of politics as well. When you have something that's been happening the way it's been going for years and years and years, inevitably, people want change. So instead of offering them a slight alteration, of course, you swing the pendulum all the way back to the other side of the spectrum, and you give them the diametric opposite of wherever they were before. Now, the problem that comes up with something like that is that you go from Bill Clinton, from George Bush Sr. to Bill Clinton to George W. Bush to Hillary Clinton. You just keep going from one side all the way to the other, and of course, you never have anybody with some degree of common sense, some degree of middle ground ethics and beliefs. It's always extremes, 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 and they keep doing that. So, of course, inevitably, those concerned with climate change and global warming and different things like that are going to come up with silly concepts. Here's one of them. It's not the only one, of course. From the Associated Press, and it came out yesterday, Residents of a suburban London district will soon pay annual parking fees based on how much carbon dioxide their cars emit, penalizing owners of gas-guzzling vehicles. Richmond Council West of the capital agreed on Monday to levy a sliding scale of charges based on emissions, meaning that the biggest polluters will pay about $700 a year for the privilege of parking outside their homes. The privilege. The charges, which will come into force in May, have sparked a debate among environmental groups claiming victory against road pollution and car owners alleging unfair treatment, said Serge Lory, leader of the Richmond Council, quote, climate change is the defining issue of our age. It is clear that we must all change our behavior to combat its effects. For our council, this is just the first step in a long process that will see us bring forward policies to move our borough and council to lower carbon emissions, end quote. So, again, right there, it's just a fact of here you've got some low-level politicians who would dramatically like to put themselves on the map to get themselves some press and to be able to say, look how progressive we are. Look what an advanced society we are. Look what a great city council we are. That doesn't make them progressive. It doesn't make them anything other than attention whores. Anyway, according to Lory, nine other councils, including that of Central London, have expressed an interest in similar plans. Cars with smaller engine sizes will receive a 50% discount on the current $230 cost of a parking permit. Cars with larger engines will have to pay higher prices. Range Rover owner Sarah Adams, 35, who lives in Richmond, said her family should not have to pay extra because she drives a big car. She said, quote, it's really unfair that we're being penalized to park them. I've got two kids and a dog, and it's a practical car for us, end quote. Well, that's what Sarah had to say. Well, how about Nigel Morris, age 39, a salesman? He said drivers of big cars deserve to pay more. He said, quote, they pollute the streets, and I think people use them as unnecessary status symbols, end quote. Well, I think that that's probably true in some places and in some circumstances, too. But anyone who's ever tried to, I don't know, move furniture with a motorcycle or a bicycle or a skateboard or rollerblades will tell you that sometimes, you know, everybody might think it's impractical to have a big car unless you have a big car, in which case you're happy about it. And if you think it's impractical, of course, to have a big car, you're glad that you know someone who does have an impractically big car whenever you need an impractically big car to haul some furniture or whatever the case may be, right? I mean, for example, if you have a wood-burning stove or a wood-burning fireplace and you want to buy some wood, you're glad that the guy isn't peddling over there with his little basket on his bicycle with one piece of wood in there trying to sell it to you for 50 cents or whatever the case may be. Anyway, the story goes on. Other critics of the proposal agreed that they were punitive measures that would hit the pockets of families and low-income groups, but environmental groups support the move and call for further measures to be taken. Now, it's not just enough to penalize someone for the kind of car they drive, which I think they're penalized enough just due to gas prices personally, but that's just me. Now we have to take additional measures, whatever those might entail. We'll have to wait and see. But if you look over there at London, well, really the whole UK, but Great Britain in particular, what you've got is a situation where they are very concerned about this whole global warming phenomenon because it would directly affect them. Because if we saw the Gulf Stream stop bringing these balmy sort of temperatures over there to the British Isles, well, then they would be in a Siberian type of climate, so it would affect them greatly. So what you've got now is some other stories we've covered on the show before, a situation where, for example, you've got, let's say, there was a guy, and he was coming up with a map. I guess you could call it like Google Earth, okay, where you could locate different buildings and whatnot, and he did it, was doing it city by city in tracking all of the carbon emissions coming out of somebody's house. So how much power, how much energy are they consuming? And, of course, inevitably, then you know, your neighbors can go out and throw, you know, eco-friendly eggs at your house because you're using too much power, you're burning too much wood to stay warm, God forbid. It just goes on and on and on. Folks, stay with us. We're going to be back here after a short break in about 3 minutes with more news and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. It is January 31st, 2007, at least for the next 35 minutes or so. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty happy, pretty pleased, because I really expected something bad to happen in January with the struggle as things happen between politicians and different agendas trying to be implemented, people throwing their political weight around. And I'm very excited that nothing has happened, but I do think that the next few months are months to watch, even as our guest last night had indicated. Let me remind you, of course, that this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort. These guys have an amazing place. I've never been specifically there, but I have been up to Bull Shoals Lake before, and it is just gorgeous. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins, a private covered lighted boat deck, a floating swim dock on the lake, children's playground. It's very family-friendly and perfect for family reunions and different get-togethers. And I'd actually mentioned before on the show that I'd love to go out there sometime and do a broadcast. Maybe some of you could join me out there. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you want your questions answered, you want to make some reservations or whatever the case may be, you can call 877-253-7690. Or you can go online, of course, at howardcreek.com. Double check that. Yes, howardcreek.com. And you can ask for Paul. He was the guy that we interviewed, and just a fantastic guy. Howard Creek Resort sponsoring this hour. We certainly appreciate all that they are doing for us to keep this broadcast alive. Okay, back to news, folks. This is a doozy right here because it ties in with some things that we're going to be discussing. All of this does with our guest, but it came out yesterday from the AFP. Earth's surface temperature could rise by 8.1 degrees Fahrenheit if carbon dioxide levels double over pre-industrial levels, but higher warming cannot be ruled out, according to a draft report under debate by the UN's top climate experts. And, of course, experts will tell you that we need to charge people more money for having bigger cars. So these are the experts, if you will. The draft's being discussed line by line at the four-day meeting of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as the IPCC, grimly states that the evidence for man-made influence on the climate system is now stronger than ever, and carbon dioxide pollution spewed out this century will stoke global warming and sea level rise, quote, for more than a millennium, end quote, given that the time it takes for fossil fuel pollution to degrade, it says. Among other things, the document declares, quote, it is very likely, end quote, that heat waves and pounding rain will become more frequent, snow covers are projected to contract, and typhoons and hurricanes will become less frequent but more powerful. So here I sit in Arkansas, bombarded with, I know, all you Yankees up there laughing at me, 3 whole inches of snow. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, consider global warming a huge problem when you're sitting there in a city that's basically under lockdown because of the weather conditions, and it's not warm, I'll tell you that. Before the Industrial Revolution, it says, levels of CO2, the principal greenhouse gas, stood at around 280 parts per million. Today, CO2 concentrations are around 380 parts per million and are rising between 2 and 3 parts per million per year as big energy gobbling countries such as China and India pursue their economic rise. According to the draft, a copy of which was obtained by the AFP on Tuesday, the temperature has already risen by 1.33 degrees Fahrenheit over the last century. Did you hear that? We've gone up 1 1/3 degree in the last 100 years. Everybody panic. Insert yawn here. The report considers it, quote-unquote, very likely that a probability of more than 90% that the rise since the mid-1900s was caused by man-made greenhouse gases. In its last report in 2001, the IPCC said this probability was likely, or 66% or less. So they've upped it in the last 6 years from likely to very likely, which means that they don't know anything more than they knew before. They just said, well, it looks like it's even more likely. Well, that's great. These are the experts, okay? What makes them more qualified? I mean, yes, they may have degrees. Yes, they have political connections and whatnot. But I don't put any more stock in these guys than I do a teacher or anybody else. You know, and I'm not saying that these people are bad teachers or professors or experts or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey, look, it's an opinion based on your background and based on your evidence and my background tell me that I'm not really too terrified by a rise of 1 degree every 100 years. Now, I know they're saying that it looks like it's man-made and whatnot, but think about this, okay? We were in the mid-1900s, okay, which, you know, 1950s and stuff like that. They would love for us to be back at that level, I guess, presumably. I mean, that's kind of what they're saying. It was already pretty big, but they said before the Industrial Revolution, which is more than the mid-1900s, I would say, levels of CO2 were at 280 parts per million. So since then, it's only up to 380 parts per million, not a whole lot of increase. So what level do they want us to be at? You know what I mean? Do they want us to get rid of electricity altogether? Do they want us to get rid of cars? Do they want us to get rid of all these other things, airplanes, things like that? I don't know. But it would seem that that is the case. So anyway, the report paints a bleak tableau of what has been happening to the Earth's climate. Since the 1970s, droughts have become intenser and stronger, especially in the tropics and subtropics, where the maximum area covered by seasonally frozen ground in the northern hemisphere has retreated by 7% since the year 1900. So, if I sound like I'm not panicked, I apologize. I'm just not.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here with us this evening. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, you can listen online at our website, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. You can listen on shortwave at 3.215. And if you go to our website, you'll see a write-up there on our guest this evening, and I have him with us. His name is Jerry Smith. His website, www.jerryesmith.com. The book that we're going to be discussing is entitled Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. And I'd like to welcome Jerry to the show. Jerry, in my opinion, this is the be-all, end-all of books on weather modification projects and different things like that. I think you have absolutely, and I know that you had told me this before, that you didn't even get all the content in there you wanted, but this thing proves beyond a shadow of a doubt to anyone that these things are real, that they have been worked on and implemented a number of times with varying degrees of success. But the point is that they've never stopped trying to do this stuff, have they?
No, indeed. Well, thank you. You know, I have had a number of people say variations on what you said, such as Don Harkin of the Idaho Observer, who does a radio show, I think, on your network, The American Activist. He described the book as establishing the bar of how much the average person can actually know about this research and implementation. And I think that's pretty much it. I have spent I spent 7 years researching this. You know, when I first started researching this back in 2000, I couldn't find diddly. I really couldn't find anything at all. In fact, I actually despaired that I would be able to write the book because I couldn't. I knew what I was looking for, and I simply couldn't find it because I wanted the smoking gun. You know, I wanted military documents explaining that, showing how they were doing it. And I never managed to do that, but I did manage to find civilian documents, and I concluded that the civilian sector always lags in technology behind the military sector. And if the civilian sector has off-the-shelf technology today, then whatever we have today is 20 years behind what the military has.
At least, yeah.
Absolutely. And to give you an idea of what we have today, in 2005, Business Week magazine reported that the Chinese government was spending $40 million a year and had 35,000 people employed full-time in weather management. And weather management was defined as cloud seeding to induce more precipitation from rainstorms, from storms so as to relieve droughts, suppression of hail so that hail did not fall to destroy crops, and dispersal of fogs from airports.
Wow.
Now, that's off-the-shelf technology. That's being in use during the growing season across China and much of the American West. There are companies with odd names like Weather Modification Incorporated.
I wonder what they do.
they are a major player in this. They're a multi-million dollar corporation. They have clients in 30 countries. They work closely with six or eight Western states, Kansas, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, California, do a variety of things, but mostly hail suppression and snowpack enhancement.
Wow. You know, it's interesting that you bring all this stuff up because I recall a few years ago, and I think it was St. Petersburg over there in Russia, I believe it was the, if that's even what it's called these days, it's always changing. I think it was the 300th anniversary celebration, and Vladimir Putin guaranteed perfect weather for the gathering of these world leaders to help in the celebration. China, I believe, has also guaranteed good weather for the 2008 Olympics. So, you know, you start to wonder, is this just, you know, the authoritative ego, or do they actually have some plan to do something?
Well, they do. They do have the plan. The Russians have been keeping it from raining on their May Day parade for a couple of decades now.
Wow.
And they do it by superseding the clouds so that the clouds becomes super dispersed. They have so much moisture in such small packets that they cannot form as rain, at least until after the parade.
Wow. That is that's astounding. And you mentioned other corporations that are doing this. I remember a company by the name of Dynamat coming up a few years ago for what they claimed was the ability to disperse a hurricane. And, you know, it does make one wonder that if they did have the technology, why was it not used during Katrina and just the horrific hurricane seasons we had in 2004 and 2005?
Well, I did I have a fairly in-depth analysis of Dynamat in the book Weather Warfare.
Yes.
And the Dynamat has some real problems. Dynamat basically is Jell-O. It's a substance, a powder that is poured into a storm system, and the powder absorbs 1,000 times its own weight in moisture, so that it literally forms a gelatinous substance in the air which falls to the ground. Now, there are a number of problems with this. First of all, there's the delivery logistics of how much of this powder do you need to deliver above the clouds in order to have a significant effect on a storm. And it turns out that you're talking about hundreds of C-130s full of this stuff in order to have a real impact on a hurricane. The other thing is that what happens when this junk falls to the ground? It is It is the company says they have the capacity to make it completely biosafe, but the formula they're using is not completely biosafe.
Hmm.
So they say, well, we won't use it over the land, we'll just use it over the oceans. But but I then ask the question, well, what about dolphins and other marine mammals? You know, what effect is it going to have on them? And the DinoMat company doesn't have any answer to this. They call their product DinoGel. So I don't think we're going to see DinoGel used anytime soon.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of different techniques, a lot of different technologies that have been developed over the years. And I stayed very mainstream in this book, so
yeah.
I mention a couple of these, such as Wilhelm Reich and his Cloudbuster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go into depth in the Cloudbuster because it is so off trail, and mainstream science says that's nonsense and he's a quack and yada yada. So I just mention it in passing and say, you know, if you as the reader want to learn more about these interesting things,
yeah.
here's a place to go.
Well, and I think you approached it perfectly because, you know, one of the things that I tried to do on this program, Jerry, as you know, we do a lot of news and different things like that. And what I'd like to do is to say, look, these are not top secret sources. I don't have some insider in the Pentagon who calls me up using a voice disguiser and feeds me information that I pass on to you. Everything I say is verifiable for people to look up on their own. It's from mainstream sources. And what you've done here is the perfect thing because you've taken legitimate things that if someone were so inclined, and I'm sure you'll say that they should do this too if they're skeptics of this, that they can look it all up for themselves.
That's right. Early on, my first draft of this book, I had a friend of mine who's a science reporter look it over, and he started hammering me about unsighted allegations. And so I got to the point where I kept asking him, okay, do I have to cite this? Yes. Well, how about this? I mean, this is and everybody knows that I have to cite this. Yes. And so I got to the point where, like, at one point I wanted to comment that aviation smog, the pollutants in aviation smog are making it into groundwater. And I know this to be a fact, and I just stated it as a fact. And I asked him, well, do I have to cite this? And he goes, yes. So I've got, like, three pages on EPA reports on aviation smog getting into groundwaters. I mean, I didn't want to put three pages in, but he said I had to cite it. So
it's very thorough, and it works to convince the skeptics. Because the first time I heard this, and I remember exactly the day, the time, the guest that I had on, and I told him, I said, I don't believe this at all, not for one second. And I have been apologizing to him ever since. So one of the things that I also was blown away by, and something I had never heard, because I've been, you know, looking into this myself, Jerry, just out of curiosity, as we start delving into this, people will understand the connectivity there between HARP, chemtrails, weather modification, government projects, so on and so forth. But what I wanted to bring up is how impressed I was with all of these very, very famous and credentialed people who have spoken or written about weather modification publicly or even in documentation and letters and things like that. I mean, it goes back quite a ways, doesn't it?
Oh, well, you know, the earliest known that I could cite was the salting of the fields of Carthage by Rome in 460 B.C. In terms of weather modification used as a weapon,
yeah.
We have absolute solid Vietnam War Operation Popeye, in which the Pentagon eventually was forced to admit to having done it. In fact, they didn't just do it; they did it for 8 years.
Yeah.
They expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding materials, at a cost of $21.6 million.
Amazing.
Right now, you've mentioned the quotations, and
yes.
I begin the book with a key quotation. In fact, the book is a 400-page analysis of this quote. And this is from William S. Cohen, the U.S. Secretary of Defense. In 1997, he was speaking at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and U.S. strategy. In his official position as the Secretary of Defense. So
right.
You can take this as an official position of the United States government. It was the understanding of the United States government in 1997 that, quote, others are engaging, even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. Now, if the Secretary of Defense says that, I think we should take that very seriously.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's going to shape military policy and troop deployments and of course, preemptive strikes and rogue nations, axis of evil countries. All those things are going to factor into this. So, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
You know, another key voice in this is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was National Security Advisor to President Jimmy Carter. And in his 1970 book, Between Two Ages, he wrote, "Not only have new weapons been developed, but some of the basic concepts of geography and strategy have been fundamentally altered. Space and weather control have replaced Suez or Gibraltar as key elements of strategy."
Wow.
Now, I went wow when I read that. You know, Between Two Ages is one of the key books of that lays out where they want to take us, and it's a very frightening read. And so I spent the next 400 pages analyzing whether it was true that terrorists or rogue states could possibly alter the climate or set off earthquakes or volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves, and whether weather control really had become an element of national strategy. And 400 pages later, I think you'll agree with me that I show that they indeed have.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. As I said, this is the definitive piece by which all others will be judged in the future, and you've pulled it off so well, my friend. Another quote that I thought was really fascinating, taken from an article toward the year 2018, and this was released in 1968 by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Gordon MacDonald. Now, this is significant, of course, because in 1968, 2018 looks very far off, but here in 2007, not so much.
Absolutely. And before you give that quote, let me explain. Dr. Gordon J.F. MacDonald was no tinfoil hat loony.
Right.
He was one of the nation's leading scientists. He was on a couple of White House science advisory panels, and he was the director of the Institute of Geophysics and Planetary Physics at UCLA. He was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Jason Group. And the Jason Group is one of those groups that usually are referenced in hushed tones, and nobody's really sure exactly what they are, but they know they're the bad guys. And the Jason Group are at the very top of the military-industrial academic pyramid. They are the guys. They really are the all-seeing eye at the top of the pyramid.
Wow.
They are the guys who look 50 years down the road. They're the ones who look at things like the American century and decide, okay, in order to have the U.S. be the world's policeman, what kind of weaponry are we going to need? What kind of military structures, infrastructures are going to be necessary? And they set up the roadmap that the lower echelon R&D units then come up with the gizmos.
Wow.
So MacDonald was at the very top of the very apex of the military industrial academic pyramid, and he knew what was going on, and he wrote extensively about future weapons, and he died under suspicious circumstances, and a number of people think he got taken out for telling us too much.
Wow.
Now, the most famous quote from him is from a little bit before the one that you gave a couple of years earlier in a book called Unless Peace Comes, A Scientific Forecast of New Weapons. He wrote an article called Geophysical Warfare, How to Wreck the Environment. And he stated, "The key to geophysical warfare is the identification of environmental instabilities, to which the addition of a small amount of energy would release vastly greater amounts of energy." Then a couple of years later, he wrote an article for the called Space. In a book called Space, he wrote the article toward the year 2018.
Yeah.
And he wrote, by the year 2018, technology will make available to leaders of the major nations a variety of techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm, thereby weakening a nation's capacity and forcing it to accept the demands of the competitor.
Isn't that amazing?
Right, we are looking at some very possible stuff on this. I hear the bumper music, so
yes,
we'll get into some of the possibilities when we come back.
It sounds great, my friend. Folks, we're going to be out here for 3 minutes, and then we'll be right back into the thick of things with our special guest this evening, Jerry E. Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do it, baby.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of our first hour already on this action-packed Wednesday evening. Our special guest joining us here this evening, the author of the book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Please welcome back to the show, Jerry Smith. Jerry, thank you so much.
Well, thanks.
I'm really enjoying this, and, you know, this is just so captivating and so entertaining. I do want to give out the phone number. We have it posted on our website there at franklyspeakingradio.com, the number people can call to purchase books.
Okay. Now, we're actually on that line at the moment, so nobody's going to be able to get through until at least until morning, really.
Fair enough.
But if you want to call during normal business hours in the Central Time Zone, 1-800-718-4514. That's 1-800-718-4514. Or you can go to my website, jerryesmith.com, or you can go to my publisher's website, which is adventuresunlimitedpress.com. Either way, if you order the book through my website, which will take you over to AUP, adventuresunlimitedpress.com, you order it online, and I will autograph your copy.
Wonderful.
And if you want it cheap, you can get it cheap. Amazon.com is currently selling the book at 30% off. So you can get it a whole lot cheaper at Amazon, but it won't be autographed.
That's right. We're all about collector's items here on this show. So absolutely. I have my autographed copy right here, and it's a fantastic book, Jerry. Really something else. When we left off, we were discussing, you know, these comments that were made and the implications of some of these sort of forecasts, predictions, which you know, obviously, they weren't necessarily just, you know, these weren't science fiction writers per se. These were movers and shakers.
Exactly. And I'm not quite sure, having no short-term memory, I don't remember exactly where I was going before we went to the break.
Well, that's fine. We were talking about just the different ways that these things can be utilized, such as Dr. McDonald had sort of forecast about using some of these things, and of course the implications of just that one statement there about being able to utilize small amounts of power to generate big effects, the implications of course utilizing technologies to cause really ecological havoc, to cause a nation to surrender to its quote-unquote competitor, not its adversary. I think competitor is an interesting thing because that makes it more of a business, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and then, of course, the other aspect would be being able to keep this on the down low. Very few people involved in knowledge of these things.
That is indeed the beauty of weather or environment as a weapon.
Sure.
Is Mother Nature gives great credible deniability. Mother Nature's skirts are very easy to hide behind.
Oh, yeah. And you know, just on the tail end of that, I'm sure you've noticed this as well. You and I discussed it earlier today. And it has been on the news nonstop for the last week or longer as people discuss global warming and the death of planet Earth. And, of course, we can blame it on Mother Nature, or we can blame it on God, or we can blame it on man, you know, too much passing of gas, too much driving of vehicles, things like that. But ultimately, Jerry, given the geopolitical state that we're in today, in the various countries that are sort of in the crosshairs in this war on terror, I think that all this global warming talk is simply setting the stage for some massive disaster to come the way of various countries. And, of course, we can just shake our head and say, eh, should have been driving that Escalade around. Jerry, let me ask you to hang on here, sir, and we'll let you respond when we come back, folks. We have to pause for a brief station identification, but we'll be back in about 90 seconds with hour number two of Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. The Bill-